Hello, and welcome to Wednesday edition of the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Green. In today's podcast, Mark Roberts and I will be discussing the news of the day and pickups or streaming options for Wednesday and Thursday to help you dominate your fantasy playoffs. Mark, what is going on, my man? You are a little under the weather. I didn't even know if we're going to have a show today. I was very nervous all day, but you came through and you are here for the show.
I'm playing hurt tonight. Hey, I'm glad that you made it. I was worried that after Lance Stevenson got hurt and PJ Hairston got hurt, that maybe the Grizzlies would give you a call and see if you were available for their next game.
They should have.
they might as well at this point.
What did they do? They lost by 49 points.
Yeah,
to Houston yesterday.
That sounds closer than it was too.
I have my phone right by me, Mark.
You're ready for the call?
I'm ready for the call-up.
I mean, I've never seen luck so bad as what Memphis is going through right now.
I mean, the worst part about Memphis is they're going to make the stupid playoffs.
Yeah, that really is disappointing.
Like, I don't want to see this Bruce Weber Bowler and this A. Stevenson and Jay Martin in the playoffs.
Who's Bruce Weber?
I don't know. The B. Weber guy. B. Weaver. I mean, dear God.
I'm just going to start making up names for him.
I don't know. So I always forget this. I'm forgetting his first name, so I'm calling him Bruce. Remember as last show, there's a bowler named Bruce Weber, I think.
You might as well make him up. I don't think anybody's going to know better to
Mark, he was only a minus 43 for his plus minus on the court, which is, I think, the worst
record.
Yeah, that's the worst. It was worst all year.
You could be minus 43. That could be you.
I mean, there's no way I would be a minus 43. I wouldn't play enough minutes. Like, to be a minus 43, you got to play a ton of minutes, right? And he played 34 minutes. He had 5 turnovers and 3 points.
That poor guy.
Yeah, it just, what's his name? Dave Yeager he was saying, now I know how Coach Brown feels for Philly.
Did he really say that?
He direct messaged me that, and I'm not sure I should have said that to you on the air, but yeah, that's what he said.
I wonder if this is a big plot to try to get Dave Yeager to quit. Do you remember the movie Major League?
Do I remember? Of course, that's awesome. In my wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's awesome, right? So do you remember how like the owner kept trying to make it horrible for the team so that they would come up?
Yeah,
I wonder if that's what John Hollinger in the Memphis front office is doing to Dave Yeager. Like,
yeah, no, but the difference is here. Like, there's guys genuinely getting hurt. Like, so it's not like the front office.
Maybe they're faking all those injuries, right? Like, they're just taking away his players and saying, "Al Conley's out for 3 weeks now. Let's see what you're going to do with that," and trying to like drive him crazy enough to just quit coaching the team. I don't know.
I mean. You know what would be cool though? You know who Memphis should call it from the D League? Baron Davis.
Sure, why not?
Although I think Baron Davis is in the D League now. Like he took I don't know how many years. I don't know how many years he took off. 3 years, and now he's trying to make a comeback. Although I think he strained his calf, so he's actually out. He's injured right now. But it'd be cool if like Memphis had a lineup of like Vince Carter, like Baron Davis. You know. They already got Matt Barnes. Get a bunch of guys.
We'll see who gets hurt next game.
Yeah, just get a bunch of guys in their late 30s. Call back Gary Payton as your point guard. I'm telling you. League pass alert. Sacramento is up 18-4 on the Lakers. That's your daily Lakers update for tanking. All right, Mark, let's get to the news, man.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We're everyone's now battling in there for playoff. Either I think almost every league must be in their playoffs now, right?
I think more than 90% of leagues have started their playoffs, I would say.
So this is a big week. I'm going to do the news, and then Mark, even though he was sick, he stayed up all night, and that's probably why he's sick, to give us the top players that we need to pick up for tomorrow, stream for Wednesday and Thursday. So it's a big show. Let's get to it, Mark. Not a ton of news. First, I just want to say I'm going to lead off with this because this impacted me and one of my leagues, and it actually really hurt me. Alfred frickin' Payton is still out with an elbow injury. So Scott Skiles started Brandon Jennings tonight. Jennings only played 27 minutes. But he had 12 points and 11 assists and a steal, actually, and a three-pointer. Only took seven shots. Like, if you were telling me Brandon Jennings is going to get 12 points and 11 assists, I would be very – I mean, that's so not – like, not – that's so atypical Brandon Jennings. But
it's so hard to predict what Orlando is going to do night to night.
Yeah, so
– it's just maddening. Like, if you told me Elfrid Payton was going to sit out this morning, I wouldn't have been sure that Brandon Jennings was going to get the start. Like, I probably would have guessed C.J. Watson was going to get the start based on how the rotation has been going lately.
Well, also, so Watson started last game, but so I mean, about an hour before or lineup lock, Scott Skiles said that Brandon Jennings is going to start. So if that happens again, I still think the upside's still there. That I probably stream him if I needed assists. Even though as me and you discussed pre-show, Jennings could go 1 for 7, could play only 17 minutes. It's not a lock, but like I still think he becomes a viable streaming option now. If we do know he's going to start again,
I think if I would caution our listeners from getting anywhere close to the Magic players.
Yeah, but remember, dude, this time of year you're going to have to take chances on players, right? So if you need
what I was going to say. If you feel like you're behind and you need a wild card. If you just were like, you need to throw something against the wall and hope it sticks, I think Brandon Jennings is a good option. If you just need some steady production, like if you just need 3 or 4 assists to keep you on pace, I wouldn't go near Jennings or anybody in Orlando. I feel like everybody on the team is, you know, one game away from playing 12 minutes and having almost no stats. Like it's just a situation I want to stay away from unless I'm having my hand forced.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I'm with you, but I still think if I need assists.
Now, if it's Sunday and I'm down 10 assists, like Brandon Jennings is as good of an option as anybody because there's so much variance there. Like he could have 0 assists or he could have 12 assists, and there's not a lot of players that fit into that category. But I'm not doing it until I get desperate.
All right, and I would take a flyer on him because again he not only can he give you assists, he can give you points and threes too, so it's depending on what you need. If Peyton's going to be out again, feel free in my opinion to take a flyer on Jennings. But yeah, I mean, like you said, Skiles could kill us all again. Moving on, Mark, George Karl, big news out of Sacramento. Quincy Acey returning to the bench and Willie Cauley-Stein is starting on Tuesday night versus the Lakers. Right now, that game just about tipped off, so we don't have any stats really or box score to look at. I'm so tired of George Karl. I'm so tired of him starting Quincy Acey or Willie Cauley-Stein or Ben McLemore. I hate them all.
But with that, you want him to start?
Well, no, he should start Willie Cauley-Stein. But there's been no reason for him to jerk him around all year and play. If you're going to start someone, you know, instead of Willie Cauley-Stein, start Caspi. Don't start Quincy frickin' Acey, Mark. This guy, yeah, he hustles, but that's like the best thing that I can say about him. The only positive thing I can say about Quincy Acey is that he hustles. Like, he plays hard. And I guess Sacramento does, you know, George Karl is looking for players who actually compete because, God forbid, DeMarcus Cousins could give 100% effort. But other than that, like Quincy Acey, he has no NBA talent whatsoever. Like, I mean, if you shrunk him down to like 6 foot or whatever, he'd be – I don't know what he would be, but he would not be playing basketball.
I'm even surprised at how long he's stuck in the league, that's for sure. I don't really care about Willie Cauley-Stein starting. The last game he started, he played 20 minutes. The game before that he started, which was way back in February, the beginning of February, he played 17 minutes. There's nothing – you know, he started a game – so he started a bunch of games in January and February, and he played anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes per game during those stretches. And only occasionally did he score double digit points, and pretty often he was below 5 rebounds in a given game. So, he could help you in blocks if you need one specific category, but other than that, I think I'm staying away from him.
Yeah, I mean, again, if I'm picking him up, it's gonna be rebounds and blocks, but mostly, like you said, blocks. If I'm going into the weekend, I need a couple blocks. If he's gonna start,
I think there's gonna be a lot better rebound options out there, even for you.
Probably better rebounding options for blocks. Yeah. I think he'd be a decent pickup for the weekend, or actually for Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever, or whenever they play. So that's our Sacramento update. A guy who always intrigues me, Mark, Kenneth Faried. I don't know if you watched yesterday, but he had a monster game against Miami, and I never understand why this guy can't get minutes. Yesterday against Miami, I'm trying to pull up the box score really, really quick. 25 minutes. Again, he only played freaking 25 minutes, Mark. He was 11 for 11 from the floor. 24 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists. He was torching Whiteside. Like, Whiteside actually got benched in the second quarter, and Spoelstra put in Josh McRoberts, who hasn't played in like 78 games. Kenneth Faried was everywhere. And then of course, like down the stretch, I don't even know if Kenneth Faried played at all in the fourth quarter. It was just perplexing, mind boggling. I don't understand why this guy can't get minutes. But with that said, he tweaked his back against Orlando today and he did not return to the game. So I think he only played 15 minutes tonight. So, Mark, maybe that's it. Maybe he just, you know, injuries and other reasons are why he just, you know, the coaching staff doesn't feel comfortable putting him in.
He's not a strong defender. Like, I know that everybody knows that he's a hustle player, but he's not a very good defender. They have a hard time keeping him on the court for that reason.
Yeah, that's true as well. So, but if he's going to be out, Daryl Arthur is a speculative player that you could pick up or stream in some cases. I mean, he doesn't have much upside, but I've used him in DFS this year when Freed's been out. So I think he's an okay guy, but I'm not overly, you know, you never can be overly thrilled if you're going to pick up Arthur.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, man, that shoulder, that must be really bad, because Kobe's sitting out again tonight against Sacramento. Meta World Peace is starting. Again, that's irrelevant to me. I don't want Meta World Peace.
Yeah, he's sitting out a home game. I'm not that surprised about it. I would expect him to sit out the majority of the remaining home games.
I've been following a lot of the LA media. Those fans are starting to get a little pissed off, because there's only about, I don't know how many home games are left for the Lakers, but under 10. So a lot of people who are going to games right now, like, this was their shot. This was their last chance. And even, you know, in LA to see Kobe. So right. I thought Kobe the last month or so of the season would be suiting up every game, even if he can only go, you know, 12 minutes, 18 minutes, 20, at least give the fans, let them see you play. So I think it must be the shoulder must be just killing him right now. The fact that he's sitting out, but you know, like you said, he is playing away games and sitting out home games, but I'm just surprised. So Kobe's out. So hopefully you still don't have him on your roster. I just don't think you can.
Do you want to know the last road game that he missed?
The
Clippers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So when's the last legit road game he missed?
Last legit road game he missed is December 19th in Oklahoma City.
Wow, really? So he's been jerking LA fans for the last 3 months?
Well, and he's played a few home – I mean, he played two home games last week, so – and they were New York, Cleveland, and Golden State were his last three home games that he actually played in. He missed Atlanta, Orlando, and Sacramento. So it seems like the decision tree is, if it's a road game, he plays. If it's a home game, then the next decision is it against a marquee team or not. If it's a marquee team, he plays. If it's a non-marquee team, he doesn't play. Because, again, he played New York, he played Cleveland, he played Golden State at home. But he didn't play Atlanta, Orlando, or Sacramento, or Brooklyn, or Memphis. So there you go.
What a buster. That's so typical Kobe. All right. Anyway, let's go to our favorite team, man. Let's go to Memphis. So, PJ.
Hey, this is kind of important because they, you know, not to spoil the end of the podcast, but they've got two games Wednesday and Thursday. They're one of the few teams that has – a game both Wednesday and Thursday night. So if we can identify who's going to get minutes, they're going to be worth picking up for this MASH unit of a team.
It's basically like, you know, trying to pick a Memphis Grizzlies, like trying to pick one of the Republicans in the presidential primaries. It's just, dear God. who's left standing. But so PJ Hairston, who's sadly one of their better players right now, is probably going to miss a couple weeks. So you can drop him. He's done with a left groin strain.
I think that's if you were going to sum up what's happened to Memphis, I feel like that's the one sentence you would share is like, they just lost PJ Hairston and that's a big deal to them.
Yeah.
He might be their best player left.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
So in that Houston game, Brandon Wright sat out, Vince Carter sat out, Mike Conley sat out, Zach Randolph sat out, Lance Stevenson sat out, and Mark Gasol sat out. Did I say him twice?
I don't think so.
PJ Hairston sat out. That's seven players were out.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have 8 or 9 available players. But I mean, the good news is they signed a 10-day contract with Xavier Mumford, and he's a baller.
Yeah, well, tell me what you know about Xavier Mumford.
I know that his first name is named after a school. And Xavier used to be in the Atlantic Coast. I don't know, the A-10. I don't even know. I have no idea. Yeah, no, I know nothing about this guy at all.
So here's what I want to know, or at least get your opinion on. So yeah. With all of those people sitting out.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes and Tony Allen are really their only actual NBA players on the team, right? Like, I know they have a few other guys, like Jamichael Green has been playing well, and Ryan Hollins has bounced around the league, and Ray McCollum's bounced around the league. But really, the only two players that have ever seen important NBA minutes are Tony Allen and Matt Barnes. Those guys played 25 minutes each against the Rockets.
Well, I don't think you can use the Rockets game as a...
Why not?
They lost by 50. Yep. So, like,
do you think the next game is going to be close? Like, with this cast of characters? They started Matt Barnes, Ryan Hollins, Tony Allen.
That's more of a valid point. But look.
And Jamichael Green. Like,
look, so I mean, if we can't
rely on Matt Barnes and Tony Allen to get minutes, like, how do we take advantage of the situation at all? I don't think we can.
Well, you can't blame Jaeger for pulling his only two legitimate NBA players down 50 when he's
I'm not blaming him.
Like, they still have we're in the fantasy playoffs. They still have their real NBA playoffs coming up. So he's got.
No, I'm not at all blaming him. I'm just saying that wasn't an isolated incident. Like, they're going to get blown out a lot with this roster.
No, right.
So if that's what's going to happen during blowouts, how do we rely on any of the players? Like, I don't know how we predict any of the minutes.
Well, look, the best news is tomorrow they play Minnesota.
So you're thinking that might not be a 50-point game?
I think Memphis can keep that somewhat competitive. And then on Thursday they play Milwaukee. Now, Milwaukee's been playing a lot better lately. So I think Memphis can stay in those games. Like, there's
it's not like Houston's a juggernaut this season.
Yeah,
like, if any team was going to lose to Memphis, it would be like a lazy Houston team.
The one reason why that's not that surprising, those Houston plays a really up-tempo game. They do have guys that can score, right? So, I mean, in the next couple of days, and they're a veteran team. They have a lot of veteran guys. The next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, they're playing younger teams, more of a slowdown pace, so at least in Milwaukee's case. Minnesota plays a little bit. They can go up and down the court. But I think Memphis can stay in those games. But like I said a few minutes ago, anyone you pick up this time of year, there's no guarantees, you know?
I'm not looking for a guarantee. Like, who you even think is
– No, but I mean, if Barnes and Tony Allen get 25 minutes – And that's probably their floor. Like, they can do enough in.
I think you're right about Barnes. I think Barnes is still worth owning.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I agree about Tony Allen unless you need steals. He had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals in that game.
Yeah, Tony. I mean,
I think you'll see plenty of that from.
Yeah, him. I'm not a big fan of Tony Allen. I mean, he had that one monster game. I think it was a little
bit. Well, and fantasy wise, it's, you know, there's not a lot there. Lance Stevenson, if he returns for his injury, I know he's questionable for the next game. I think he's worth owning.
Yeah, man, you didn't even let me get through all the injury news.
There's so much that
I was gonna say. Lance is out with a wrist, or actually, no. So Lance has a wrist injury. Vince Carter has a calf injury. They're both questionable for Wednesday's game against the Wolves.
Would you pick up either of those if they're playing?
Lance is playing hell to the yes. Lance has been terrific. So I would think
Vince? No.
I'm not. If Lance is out, then I'd be more inclined to go Vince. But even then, I'd probably look elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you need to pick him up.
And then also, Zach Randolph is out. So, like, I still – the other guy on
– he had a couple of intriguing games earlier before he got injured where he scored. He played over 25 minutes twice and scored at least 15 points both games. He had five steals and three blocks in two games.
Six three-pointers. Who?
Vince Carter.
Oh, Vince, yeah.
He played nicely for a couple of games. So, yeah, what's hard is we don't know, you know, how many minutes he'll get coming back from the injury. But if I knew he was going to get like 25-plus minutes, I would probably pick up Carter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm again, with me, it's
– So I might wait one game for him to come back. If he plays big minutes, I think I would feel comfortable streaming him on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean but what you just said about the minutes are going to be so volatile. And Vince Carter is 74 years old, so he's a guy who I can see him if he gets hot, Jaeger just riding him for a game. But I would
rather own him than Tony Allen.
I'd rather go at Tony Allen just because I think if you pick up Vince Carter, there's a chance he could give you nothing.
Whereas Tony Allen, a better chance Tony Allen will give you nothing. Like Tony Allen could play 30 minutes and give you nothing.
I think Tony Allen has a little bit of a better floor than Vince Carter. But I'm with you, man. They're both not great options. But I still would go Tony Allen just because I know he's going to get a floor of 25 minutes. And if that game could somehow stay close, he could play close to 40 minutes.
Yeah, but he's a player that can play 40 minutes and do nothing for
you. I know. Yeah, I hear you. But he also could give me five steals.
Yeah, and if you need steals, I think the answer is still you go with Allen. But if you need, like, overall production.
I mean, if you need threes.
Vince Carter will do more in 20 minutes than Tony Allen.
It depends, man. If you need threes, I'd go Vince Carter.
Yeah, if you need points, I'd go Vince Carter. I think Vince Carter probably wins rebounds, assists, and he probably shoots better, so.
All right, there you go.
Memphis is a mess. Is there any of these other characters that you would consider streaming for any reason?
Michael Green, I would.
Yeah.
Well, that pause was
No, I mean, and again, if you're going to do it, it's probably Wednesday and Thursday that you want to do it because.
I mean, Michael Green for.
He's
I know
playing solid minutes.
I think the last couple games he struggled a bit, but I played a fair amount of him in DFS. He's not terrible.
He's mostly a points and rebounds guy, right?
Correct. Yeah. He's not going to give you more, you know, anything more than that. But he's.
Capable. But I think there's a good chance in two games he could get you 25 points and 15 rebounds.
And he has good matchups against Minnesota and Milwaukee, so. He's a guy that I also would. So actually, Memphis. Yeah, I mean, there's some guys there that you can play.
Yeah,
it's just it's
I think it's Barnes. I think it's Michael Green. If either of those two are available Wednesday and Thursday, you can pick those guys up.
Well, I think Lance. I mean, what about Lance? Lance would be
if Lance is playing. I think
correct.
And then if you find out, if we learn that Vince Carter is going to play a healthy amount of minutes, I think they play. They play, so you're gonna have to watch Wednesday's game. If he plays healthy amount of minutes in there, then you could pick him up for Thursday and Saturday.
This is the other thing. Like you're expecting a 74-year-old senior citizen to play big minutes on a back to back. If I'm playing Vince Carter, I'm playing him on the front end of a back to back. I'm not playing him on the second.
I think it's too risky to see when he comes back. So maybe it's just a Saturday game. But I don't know that I need him to play big minutes. I think as long as he gets 25 minutes, I think he could be useful. He's going to be able to put up a bunch of shots.
Mark, what about Xavier Munford?
I'm going to give him a game too before I recommend anything with him. All right, let's move on from these guys.
No, now I can't because I feel like we have to mention Ray McCollum. I'm not kidding. Like he's actually an NBA. He has NBA talent.
I don't know if that's true. He's played for a couple of NBA teams. I would go that far.
I'm telling you, I'm going to play some Ray McCallum in DFS tomorrow. Now, I'm not going to play him.
And that's fine, but you're not going to pick him up for any of your fantasy.
No, I'm not, but be on the lookout for Ray McCallum. He's my sneaky ninja for tomorrow. I'm telling you. He can play. He's going to shoot. I think he took the most shots for Memphis. Actually, that's not true at all, but he was 2 for 10. He took 10 shots, so. Let's get off.
Alex Stevenson got up 17 shots.
All right, yeah, come on, let's get off of Memphis. This Jay Martin guy got 12 shots. Who are these people? This is unbelievable. All right. And news that killed me tonight, because I have DeMar DeRozan on my main fantasy league. Freaking Dwayne, is it Dwayne Casey?
Yeah.
Who's coaching them? Toronto plays five games this week, so Dwayne Casey decided to rest DeMar DeRozan, who's been playing fantastic lately. We gave him the night off, and Norman frickin' Powell started for the Bucks tonight. I'm trying to quickly pull up.
He started for the Raptors.
Oh yeah, against the Bucks. But Toronto still beat the Bucks without DeMar. I don't how are the Bucks losing? But yeah, that's wow. Powell had a really good game. Mark, 17 points, 3 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Dear God.
He put up the most shots on the team, which is impressive.
That's a really good line.
Kyle Lowry did his work, and he scored 25 points in only 9 shots, which is impressive. I don't think anybody feels too bad for you because Toronto has 5 games this week, so that means you get 4 games out of DeMar DeRozan instead of 5.
True.
What about Valanciunas, though? He set out this game. Do you think he's at risk of losing any more games?
I'm not sure. They say it doesn't sound serious, but
I suspect that they were resting him more than anything. But it makes Bismack Biyombo an interesting play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Bismack. Again, I played him in a lot of in DFS this year. He doesn't need a lot of minutes to give you points and rebounds, and he can also give you blocks too. It's really going
to be. Let's pump the brakes on the points a little bit, but the rebounds for sure, and the blocks are going to be there. He has 8 blocks in his 2 games this week.
Yeah,
he has 19 rebounds. 12 points tonight may have been his season high. No, that's not true. He had 15 points against the Lakers in December, but yeah, that 12 points is more than you ever expect to get from Biyombo. But if you need rebounds and blocks, Biyombo's a good play. He has 3 more games this week. And particularly if Valanciunas is going to set out one or two of those games, you know, I mean, what's the expectation for Biyombo? 10 rebounds and 2 blocks is probably a fair expectation in any of the games that Valanciunas sits out.
Yeah.
So, if you need those categories and he's out, I think Biyombo's a great play. If Valanciunas plays, I think Biyombo's good for what, like six rebounds and a block, which over the course of 3 games can be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, probably. And again, Coach Casey never gives Valanciunas big minutes. Like, it's been a constant struggle the last couple of years. Like, Valanciunas, if he breaks the 30-minute barrier, like, banners come down from the, and those streamer things come down from the rafters, because it's just – even if Valanciunas is playing great, he's really always capped around 30 minutes. So right. Bismack's going to get some run either way. But definitely if Valanciunas is out, he's a nice streaming option.
Agreed.
All right, man. That's it for the injury news.
That's it, huh?
That is. That's all I got for you today.
Oh, awesome. Before we get into pickups, let's hear a word from our sponsor, SeatGeek.
Oh, please.
Daniel, SeatGeek is the only place I ever go to look for tickets for a game or a concert.
Me too.
Good. It's probably the only it's the only app you know how to use.
No, that's not fair.
I do have the SeatGeek app on my phone. Anytime I need to look for tickets, if I'm visiting a city and I want to go in an NBA game, I open SeatGeek app. And it really does. It takes all the work and hassle out of shopping for tickets. What I like about it is it pulls all the available tickets on the internet together into one place. So you know that you're not going to miss any good deals. And then from there, they make it super easy to identify the good deals by labeling them with a score the best deals get a high score close to 100. The worst deals get a score closer to zero. So you don't have to do, you don't have to look anywhere. You don't have to do any research. SeatGeek has handled all of that for you. And just for listening to this podcast, you can get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. So to get that rebate on your tickets, go download the free SeatGeek app on the iTunes store or on your Android device. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code MARC. That's my first name, MARC. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app and enter the promo code MARC today. Dan, have you beat Tyler's SeatGeek score of 90? What it was at 92?
Was that high?
What? I thought it was in the 90s. I'm pretty sure that it was.
My high is still, what, I think 84? I think that's what I was my high.
Those tennis tickets that you bought?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed. I think when the last time I bought tickets on SeatGeek, I had like a 73 or something.
You know what I need to try to buy tickets for is this Republican convention, and that's going to be the contested election thing. I wonder, can they sell tickets to that? I wonder if SeatGeek can hook me up with that.
That's a good question. Well, if they do sell tickets, and I'm not sure they do, but if they do, you can set an email alert up for when the tickets go to when the tickets go out, get to a certain level of discount. So go check it out, I guess. There's only one way to find out.
That is true. I will do that right after the show.
All right. So for Wednesday and Thursday night, again, I mentioned Memphis
plays. Can I say something, Mark?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be a podcast if you didn't interrupt in the middle of my first sentence.
The listeners can't see this, but before the show, I prepared this really beautiful spreadsheet, similar to what SeatGeek does with their color-coded schemes, letting you know how you know nice the tickets are you're buying. I prepared this beautiful document of notes, you know, letting Mark know exactly what we're going to talk about on the show. And then for Mark's segment, which is coming up about who to pick up, he sends me nothing. I'm completely in the dark. I don't know what you did, if you did any research at all, if you're just, you know, if this is off the top of your head. I feel very, you know, it's not really fair.
Thanks for that endorsement. I appreciate it.
Well, no, I just feel a little, you know, it's like, I don't know what's coming at me. I'd be, you know, ready. You could bring any name up and I'd be ready to go. You know, like, you know, everyone that I'm going to bring up on the show, you could prepare, feel confident, you know, feel at ease. I'm on edge right now. I'm nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous.
Like, where'd you bring up like Xavier Mumford?
You already did that to me. And by the way, he's not on your precious little sheet here that I'm looking at.
No, oh, that's not true. He is. Watch. I'm going to show you. Go to
his name.
Go to PJ Harrison, and then see the Grizzlies continue to be devastated by injuries, which explains why they will sign another player, 10-day contract, and Xavier Mumford.
All right. Well, since you cut the legs out of my segment here, should we skip it, or what do you?
No. Want? What do you mean? We need it. Our listeners need to know who to play. I need to know who to play.
All right. So Memphis has two games on Wednesday, Thursday. So if you're looking to make a ad for them, I think we kind of already went over. But Jamichael Green is probably a good pickup if you need points and rebounds. Lance Stephenson, if you need rebounds and assists, if he plays, you'll have to watch that one kind of closely. He's probably also a good scoring option. And then Matt Barnes, I think are all three pretty good pickups, given that they don't get hurt. Other teams that have two games on Wednesday, Thursday. Chicago has two games. So players like Taj Gibson, Mike Dunleavy, even though they're not, you know, they're not high potential guys, you know, over the course of a couple games, they could give you pretty good production and help you catch up. Particularly Taj, like if you need rebounds and blocks, he's a pretty good option.
Dude, what about your boy Mirotić?
Yeah, you know, he's not available in very many leagues anymore. So
he's still really high owned.
He's over 50% owned, so he didn't make my list tonight.
He had a great game on Monday against Toronto.
Yeah. Etuan Moore is another guy you may want to consider picking up. And then Charlotte also has two games, so you know, the usual cast of characters. Cody Zeller, Courtney Lee, Jeremy Lin, Frank Kaminsky, any of those type of guys. Again, guys you probably wouldn't normally pick up, but if you're trying to get as many games in your lineup as possible, I think you could consider adding those guys. Is there anybody from that list, Dan, that you in particular would recommend?
I'm just looking at Charlotte's box score from yesterday.
Let me give you one other team that's playing two games. So yeah, Atlanta is also playing two games. So, you know, Thabo, Cephalosha. I don't know that they have as good pickups as these other teams, but, you know, Cephalosha or Schroeder. Schroeder may in particular be interesting to pick up because over the course of two games, he probably would get you close to 10 assists. So if you're lacking in that category, he would be an interesting option, somebody I would consider picking up. Washington also plays two games. Most of their productive players are owned. So you're, again, picking up players that have low upside that you wouldn't normally consider, but Jared Dudley or Nene Hilario are a couple of guys that are widely available who might play enough minutes over the course of those 2 days to get you some stats.
I don't think anyone's pronounced Nene's last name like the last 12 years.
Besides that's probably true.
I was like,
it felt weird when it came out of my mouth. Actually.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Hilario? Like that was like an illness. It's like, man, you know, no one ever says his last name. That's crazy. Yeah. I think he's all good people. I'm with you. I guess the guys that would intrigue me the most are those Chicago guys, as long as D Rose is going to be out for tomorrow, which I don't know what is his status? Is he probably just questionable or day to day like he always is?
I think he's had that label for a couple of years.
Let me see. So he's, of course, he's questionable. The guy who I probably would pick up, even though I picked him up 38 times and I drop him, is Taj Gibson. Remember, Paul Gasol is still going to be out.
I picked him up and it was for that reason. I picked him up this morning for Wednesday and Thursday night's games. Back to back without Paul Gasol is
he's
enticing.
Yeah, he's going to be a lock for 34 minutes. I mean, that's what he played yesterday. That's probably his floor. Again, you know, he doesn't take a lot of shots and score a lot of points, so that's just a bonus. But he'll get you rebounds, and you got to hope he gets you blocks. When he gets you blocks, they can come in bunches, typically. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, like I'm a fan of Taj. I mean, Doug McDermott, that buster. I mean, he has a couple of games a year, and they always seem to be against Toronto, where he just goes off. Our buddy Mike Catrone must have been pissed, or actually, no, must have been loved the yesterday's game.
But he was really excited. I'm not trusting McDermott.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I intentionally left him off of my list.
Yeah, I know.
I suppose if you were desperate for points, though, right? Like, that's a pretty good.
Well, but an interesting debate. So, like, if you're, let's say you need points, right? And you can get McDermott or Vince Carter.
Okay.
Who do you go? Where do you go?
Are we pretending that Vince Carter is for sure going to play?
Yeah.
I'd probably go with Vince Carter.
Yeah, I probably would too.
I feel more confident that if he gets minutes, he's going to put up – like McDermott's another guy that could play 30 minutes and have 8 points.
Yeah. So,
I feel like if Vince Carter plays 30 minutes for that Memphis team, he's going to have at least 15 points and, you know, potentially 25 points.
Yeah, and that's why if D. Rose is out tomorrow, the guy that I still would prefer for Chicago in the backcourt is going to be each one more.
Yeah.
He's a much safer play. Not a great ceiling, but his floor is pretty high. So Taj and Moore, I think, are pretty nice plays. I was disappointed that Justin Holiday only got 14 minutes yesterday. I think it was because McDermott just went nuts and they basically put Moore over to the point guard spot. So I would expect Holiday would be a sneaky play. But again, really,
I still don't understand why they traded Heinrich.
Was it just cap related? I have no idea.
I don't get it. It makes no sense.
His body was broken 5 years ago anyway. Though is he?
Yeah, but you need a point guard. Like, if Derrick Rose is your main point guard, you can't go with Aaron Brooks as your only backup point guard.
Yeah, I mean, no comment. I don't know.
Any sense. All right, that's all I have for tonight.
That's it?
That's it. Those are my pickups.
Oh, man. I wanted more.
That's all we got right now.
How many games are there on Thursday? Oh, my. The NBA app just crashed. I use that all the time, and it's crashing lately on me. I'm not a fan.
Do you pledge your app allegiance?
What's that?
I said, are you pledging your app allegiance right now?
I don't even know what that means.
Haven't you seen all the NBA app commercials where they pledge app allegiance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have. There's 8 games on Thursday. I forgot how many there are. That's awesome. Lastly, let's end the show, Mark, by saying, so I think I was telling you pre-show, I'm almost scared to say this on the air. I don't want people to tweet me. You know, I'm not going to say it. I'm watching a TV show on Netflix, and that's why I haven't slept in 3 straight days. But I'm scared. Mark, what do you think? If I say what show I'm watching, will people like tweet me spoilers?
Probably. Yeah, it only takes one person, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so we can't do it. I know we have a couple listeners who would probably love to do it.
It's a pretty famous show that was on quite a while ago that everybody was excited about.
Stop, Mark. Stop. You're going to give it away. Stop.
Let me say one more thing. It has to do with making drugs. But I don't think you should tell anybody what it is.
No, it doesn't. It does not. I've seen that show. You're such an a-hole. If I get a spoiler... No, damn it. I'm going to have to delete this out of the podcast.
All right.
I can't have this in here. All right, end the show.
Let's wrap this up, Dan.
Yeah.
You're the host tonight, man. Wrap it up for us.
All right, boys and girls, I hope you dominate your fantasy leagues. Good luck. Mark and I will be back on Friday to help guide you to the weekend so you can claim victory in your first-round playoff matchup or whatever round you're in, and you can advance next week. If you guys have any suggestions or anything you want to hear in the show, if you want a shout out, if you want Mark to sing on the air, do something funny.
I'm hoping I'll be able to speak by Friday. We'll see.
Why is that? Because you're cold?
Yeah, I lost my voice today. I'm doing okay right now, but
drink lots of OJ, lots of rest, man, and don't go to work. Take a day off from work. You deserve it.
Thanks, man. I'll let my boss know.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see you guys on Friday. Until then. Enjoy, be well, and that's it. Later, guys.
See you later.